USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump could face a fourth indictment in Georgia.
Fulton County DA Fani Willis will present her case to grand jurors as early as today, reports indicate. She's expected to need 2 days to lay out her sweeping indictments in connection to attempts at overturning the 2020 Georgia election results. While the courtroom is blocked off from traffic and has a large police presence, Gabriel Sterling, Georgia Secretary of State Chief Operating Officer on ABC's This Week, said he's still concerned about the lone wolf.
It's not going to be an organized thing. It's not going to be a bunch of conspirators together. It's going to be one probably mentally unstable individual who's going to be radicalized through this process.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Former President Trump is lashing out against the federal judge in his election case. In an overnight post on Truth Social, Trump said District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan is highly partisan and very biased and unfair. He added that she obviously wants him behind bars. A new national poll shows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slipping to third place in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The Kaplan Strategies survey found entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy with 11% support, followed by DeSantis at 10%. The same poll last month showed DeSantis and Ramaswamy tied at 12%. They both trail former President Trump, who leads with 48%. The death toll from the wildfire in Hawaii is nearing 100. State officials say about 2,700 structures have been destroyed, most of them homes. FEMA estimates the damage total at $5.6 billion. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on hundreds of military promotions is undermining America's military readiness.
It's hindering our ability to retain our very best officers, and it is upending the lives of far too many American military families.
That's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a relinquishment ceremony for the Chief of Naval Operations. This is USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Some in Congress are giving the thumbs down to releasing $6 billion to Iran.
The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is criticizing President Biden's deal with Iran to free five American prisoners. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says he disagreed with unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets. McCaul made it clear he wants the Americans to be freed, but warned that Iran will use the money for its terror operations and nuclear bomb aspirations. I'm Lance Pry.
A group of divers who went missing in North Carolina are safe after being rescued by the Coast Guard and Navy. The Coast Guard found the four men 46 miles southwest of the Cape Fear River. They had gone diving from a recreational boat about 63 miles from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages such as liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with its findings for more than eight decades that the company has been tracking the number. A New Hampshire woman is suing an Italian marketplace after slipping on a piece of prosciutto. The accident happened at Eataly, Boston in October 2022. Alice Cohen of Guilford slipped and broke her ankle. She filed a lawsuit in Suffolk Superior Court Friday, requesting at least $50,000 in damages. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.